You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Year three is historically when tight ends really break out in the NFL. It's just, can he stay healthy? That's been a problem for him dating back to his time at Utah. Obviously, it was an issue this year with his knee, but I think for this passing offense to become even more dynamic, if he can be somebody over the middle of the field that can beat single coverage, that can beat zone coverage, I do think he has a chance to help take this Bills offense to the next level. But you've got to stay healthy. It's really hard to build an offense around a player that just doesn't play that often. But I'm looking for Dalton Kincaid here in year three to make a big leap.
Marcus Mosier on One Bills Live earlier this week, maybe yesterday. A big leap for Kincaid. Kind of need one. 34 games, 5 touchdowns, including playoffs. He has 1 playoff touchdown. It came against the Steelers, I believe, last year. And nice play. And this year, his season high in receiving yards was 52 or 53. Just not enough of an impact here. Not enough of an impact for the draft pick. That can't be changed. But, you know, you'd want to think that there's more juice.
Yeah, the skill set looks like it warrants being more of a focal point, I think. Maybe a lot goes into that, you know. That's where having pieces on the outside that can really make it work, you know, can matter a lot to the middle of the field, you know, being exploitable. And sure, Cooper was here, but Kincaid was hurt. Like, we just did not get a real good look at it. I mean, that can be excuses, I suppose, if you want to be harsh or maybe even correct about it. I don't know, but, you know, the facts are the facts. He was dinged and just didn't really have the kind of year you were hoping for off of a pretty nice rookie year. I don't even know that maybe it was better than fine.
The rookie year, I'll go get the numbers. The rookie year was so interesting to look forward to because we played it out all the time how he could have, I forget what numbers we used, but he could have this many catches for this many yards, and at the same time, it would be, okay, I'm not sure it was worth the first round pick, and like historically good rookie tight end season. Laporta that year had an actually great rookie tight end season, and then Bowers just went over Laporta. So some of that was always like it really just hadn't come yet to the NFL. And also, Kincaid was not going to really play tight end, but he's also going to be mitigated by Knox. So there are all kinds of different variables, and we had those, I thought, interesting conversations. Is this whatever season it was, 65 catches, maybe 800 yards? Like, this would put him, maybe that's close to what it was.
No, so his rookie year of 73 catches.
73, okay. For 673. That's close enough to the kind of year we were talking about just before the season started. Would that be good? And it was good. Two touchdowns.
Right.
But it, you know, somebody can, I hear it. Somebody can tell you, well, it was one of the best rookie tight end seasons of all time. Okay. But, you know, is that enough?
In this era, the bar is raised.
And now the second year was not as good. I mean, no, he missed time.
Second year was, I'll stop short of disaster, but I mean, it was bad. It was a setback.
The catch rate. How often, like, what were his yards per target going to be? Because as a rookie, he caught 80% of his targets, and last year was 58.
Yeah, what did you had a stat on, like, inaccurate throws, right? Wasn't Allen missing him?
Well, I didn't have a stat, but you saw it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Probably is one.
I thought you had numbers on that. Okay.
There is one. Yeah. Catchable passes.
Yeah. I think that maybe for a target that saw a certain amount of targets from the quarterback, Kincaid was really, really low on catchable passes. Like, I think Allen missed him a lot. And I think that is proven through data. When you said that the other day, I thought we had numbers on it. But I think I've seen numbers on that, which is why when you said it, I didn't even push back on it at all. I thought, like, I think that's right. But anyway, it all adds up to we're kind of at, it's not a bankable thing yet at all. Far from it. And there's a lot of work to do to get it there. And we'll see if they can find their way to it. But the plan never really got airborne. Even with the rookie year that was as nice as it was. Because really, the rookie year is only nice if it is the step to better. And the better has not come yet at all, obviously.
Dustin is next. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to get y'all's take on a couple of transactions that I had thought of. I just noticed that Asante Samuel Jr. was going to be a free agent, and I don't know much about him. I know he's a decent, good player, but I don't know why his fifth-year option wasn't picked up. Maybe y'all knew some things that I didn't or we don't out here, but also trading maybe for a disgruntled receiver like a Garrett Wilson. Now, I don't know much about him as well, but I know he's talented, but his yards per catch isn't very good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know what kind of routes he runs and stuff like that in New York, but I just wanted to get y'all's take on those transactions.
Well, I don't really have an opinion on Samuel, but Wilson, it would shock me if the Jets move in new management and let go of that guy.
Right.
I mean, there's always a price, I guess, or almost always, but with Rodgers gone, it should be wheels up for Garrett Wilson.
Right.
Like every young receiver had some problem with Rodgers, or it's probably more better put the other way around, it seems. And Wilson was definitely said to be one of them. I mean, that guy is good. And they should. How do you rebuild? It's not by trading your young stars. It's by, you know, keeping them and building around them. Find your quarterback and set this guy free.
That's 100% where I am on that. I'd be stunned if they moved him. I'd say it couldn't happen.
Three straight 1,000-yard seasons playing for the Jets.
I mean, that's pretty incredible. That's like Stevie Johnson doing that in the drought years for the Bills. Really. But even with less stability at quarterback, say what you will, I think largely with Stevie, that was Fitz. So at least you had that. I mean, but the Jets, it's been your name here, and he still was producing. I don't have an answer for you on Samuel, for like what the Chargers saw or didn't see that has gotten it to the point where he's a UFA, but I mean, he's out there. The Bills are going to need to do something there, I think, at corner. Or even at safety. Like both spots, I think, are something you should probably look at. I think corner will probably be more urgent because of, yeah, I guess it depends on what happens with Samuel, as he, not Samuel, that's the guy we're talking about Rasul Douglas, like what his market is. But to me, you should be trying to get better there. Benford is someone, I mean, we're all wrapped up in this James Cook emoji-thon here with social media and $15 million. Benford's eligible for an extension, and he warrants one, and a market value one. Like, he's that good. So that's a big-ticket item that they're going to, I think, should be mindful of getting done this year. I'm pretty confident they will be.
That's right. Like, Benford, Cook, and Rousseau add up to how many dollars if they're all back?
Like, Benford's going to be 20-ish million, I think.
So could Rousseau.
And absolutely. His estimated market value, according to SpotTrack, is between $22 and $25 million. Average annual value on a contract.
And then Cook is 10.
Right.
50. On three guys. None of whom is making the team better. Like, they're already on the team.
Right.
How about a free agent idea of the day?
Asante Samuel Jr.
Yes, that's
Thank
right.
Thank the caller for Dustin that's, for bringing that up.
That's right. How about another free agent idea of the day? Raheem Mostert, released by Miami. Listen, old. Is he done? If he's done, he's done. He might not be old, fast. You like that. You want speed.
I like fast.
He's been on 100 teams. Well, not 100. There aren't that many teams. His Pro Football Reference page is awesome because it's like all the times he was released and cut and practice squad. And then, did they delete that? Okay, here it is. Transactions. I'm like, oh, that used to be way longer. No, because it says show 40 more transactions. That's why. Definitely open that up if you're playing along at home. Open up the 40 more transactions on Raheem Mostert. Philly, Miami, Baltimore, Cleveland, Jets, Bears, Niners. That's where he got famous. Then all the way to Miami again.
I reserve the right to circle back and change my opinion, but I hate this idea.
Well, how could you hate it? We're not going to cost you anything.
But okay, well, this is why
do it?
Why bother? It's what I would say.
It's not even fine?
No.
Led the league in rushing touchdowns in 2023.
That's a long time ago now, Mike.
You could have the league's most recent two league leaders in rushing touchdowns on the team, and Allen, who had about 30 of his own over those 2 years.
I would rather pay more to keep Ty Johnson than go shopping for a replacement level, you know, minimum contract running back.
Okay.
I think Ty Johnson was nice. So I like him having a role here. I hope the market doesn't get too lucrative for him, should he hit it. Because it could. I mean, he played on a great team and made important, big, not so easy to make plays in the passing game for them. I mean, some of the catches he made were, you know, not just the swing pass dump off type stuff. Like he made plays.
Well, you have one in Miami. You have the Denver one, the touchdown in the Denver game that was incredible.
Yeah,
for Johnson. Okay, Raheem Mostert. Somebody's going to do it. You bring him in. You take a look, you see, you decide. Cheap.
I already decided.
Yes, yes, clearly. You didn't have to think about it. Sometimes the best decisions are the ones you don't think about at all. You just make them.
I did think about what I was going to say there, briefly, albeit, but still, I did give it some thought.
Okay. lines remain open, 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.